Hello, good morning to all of you. My name is Sunil Kankal. I have been working in the IT industry for almost 32 years. My career started with the completion of the Bachelor of Engineering in Industrial Electronics. Thereafter, I worked across multiple MNC companies, right from the US locations till India. And during this complete tenure, I came across the complete IT infrastructure background. And as an IT infrastructure background, I had to really look after the software. Software is most important part, which gives a life to the technology. Without software, the hardware cannot work. So let us start towards an introduction to the software engineering. And during the course of different chapters, I will keep on adding my experience, try to give the examples, to make you understand perfectly that a software engineering is definitely next 10 years requirement for the industry to take ahead the emerging technologies into artificial intelligence, machine learning, and so on. So let's go ahead and see what does an introduction to software engineering takes. So let us ask a question to ourselves. Can we run a modern infrastructure without a software? Today, almost all technology, all the solution, like an online meetings, children's schools, industrial manufacturing, complicated financial systems, logistics companies, even our home entertainment and initiatives in the space technology rely on the software. Software is such a good tool. It gives a flexibility to tune to our culture, to tune to make our new culture and to adapt to the new requirements of the applications. So while software systems are an abstract and intangible, they are not constrained by the properties of material powered by physical. So what are the properties? These kind of a properties which basically gives indication to a process. Now you would like to have a question, why does a process comes? Process is a sequence which guides you in order to start from one location and reach to the next location. Like if you see, when you drive on the roads, your Google map guides you, which is again a process. So this further simplifies the software engineering, as there are no natural limits and potentials of the software. However, because of the lack of physical constraints, software system can quickly become an extremely complex, difficult to understand, and expensive to change. Remember, it is easy to customize and change the software because of the limitations in the hardware. But reverse, it is difficult in some times and it is easier in other times. If you think about the latest technologies, about the embedded systems. Now, when you talk about the hardware, the embedded systems, they are the fixed components. These fixed components, they need some kind of an input. That input is nothing but an instructions, and these instructions are a set of codes which is called as a software again. So different types of systems require different types of software. We all know there are several types of systems and one software does not fit. For instance, banking financial needs and associate software requirements will be completely different than the missile operating system or radar system in defense. Now, when I use these examples as a missile operating system against a banking, a very simple analogy we can apply is that you are driving on the road. If it is a very good, easy slope, you drive easily, straight road, you can drive easily. But if you see there is a congested road, you need to really drive zig and zag in order to get a way out. And similarly, if there is a hilly station, you have to drive differently and change the gears. Similarly, in the software, such complexity can come. You can see the situations that when you have come across different problems, how do you find out a different kind of a solutions to that? How can you add your mathematical formulas and convert it to the code and try to make the hardware to simply give the execution of the output? So this is seldom a misconception of the software cannot fail. However, they do fail the case primary two reasons as cited. One is ever increasing demand customization needs. And this demand can be very fast. Number two, software developed without applying software engineering methods. So yes, this is what you are going to learn about. What kind of engineering methods you need to apply? How do you add a process to make sure that the software which is written works in all the areas and you get a successful and a fruitful result? Which is very simple. If you know the calculator, it has a piece of software. It also has a piece of hardware. But that piece of the software is pre-programmed and embedded into the hardware. That's why it works only the calculator functions. You press a key, you get a display. You create a function, whether it's a multiplication or addition, it considers. And then when you add another number, it gives a result. So this is a simple example that software is the life to the hardware. So without software, hardware cannot work. Yes, in the olden days, the hardware used to really function because there was a limitation. There were very less demands, less requirements. Today, as a human evolution, everyone has got a high level of mindset. They want, their expectations are high and they would like to get everything done as an automation. And that's where a software plays a very good role in defining an automation. So while software engineers can be proud for their achievements, one thing to keep in mind, and I would emphasize on this, without software engineering, we would have not explored the space, internet, telecommunications, or the solution to the complicated problem. There is an immense amount of contribution of software engineering, and in fact, 21st century and beyond, the contribution is going to be increasing with a great pace. Software development as a career choice. Yes, absolutely right. If you have good skills, good kind of a focus on that, you can definitely make your own career, no matter your background is from whichever area. So every second person in the IT field is some or other way writing the piece of a code to make him or her life very easy. For instance, many of us use several formulas in a spreadsheet or write macro to carry the desired output. I hope you must have come across a simple application, that is Microsoft Excel. And you see that Excel, there are different cells. And that cells has got rows and columns. So what do? You add any kind of a number. You can take the one field, you can concat to the another field, and you get a result after doing concat. Concat is a function in order to add field one or the cell one plus cell two, making it a combination. So let's say if I write a cell one as a software and cell two as a career, and then I can say concat software career. So this can become a one word. So these are some of the simple coding techniques which is developed by the company called Microsoft to make it more easier, so that you need not to write the macros. But if you want to go to the advanced programming, you can definitely learn how to write a macro. So you write a macro and you get the results where you can develop the customized graphs, the customized Excel tables, the customized reports. So these are a lot of learnings. You can do it on an Excel sheet. You can also go through the YouTube sessions in order to learn more about Excel functions. Let's go ahead as how you can excel your career in the software development field. So some of us write such programs for their own internet and enjoyment. So your internet-based interest can be different. However, vast majority of software development is a professional activity where software is developed for solving the specific business problem. Few of such examples could be Microsoft products, which I already discussed about the Excel spreadsheet, Oracle database, CAD, etc. So Oracle database is again a database which is developed by the company called Oracle. So don't get confused. Oracle is something, a specific programming subject. It is a product from Oracle company, so called as an Oracle database. You can also have the database within the Microsoft products, so it can become Microsoft database, but such things are not used. It's called as a SQL database. The SQL is nothing but structured query language, which is commonly used by even by the Oracle also, as well as for the Microsoft also. So, but the terminology accepted by the industry is somewhat different. Going ahead, generally professional software development is focused on usage of such software for others. Apart from developers, and is developed by the set of teams rather than one individuals. So the teamwork is more important. When you say teamwork, every team gets a different assignment. So one can write one algorithm. An algorithm is nothing but converting one formula into a desired output. So such algorithms, when you take ahead with the different complexities, you can develop a bigger program. So let me give one more example. When you write a plus b square is equal to a square plus b square plus twice abc. This is one formula. Then further one can write what can be the a plus b square added, multiplied. So a different teams, when they write different programs, there can be a senior person who can combine this program and make a bigger code. So going ahead, what we can do as a software development as a career. So although it is updated, changed throughout its lifetime for making a career choice in this field, one has to clarify and as well as understand that software and software engineering are two different things. While software may be set up the lines of codes to carry out desired function, software engineering not only includes programs, but it also includes associated documentation, describing the structure of the system, user documentation, explaining to use the system, etc. So when you write a piece of the code, writing a simple piece of the code is very simple. Okay, it can be like you document it as one page, you document it as a second page. So every person can write a piece of code, and that particular documentation, when you combine, it can become a book. So when you have the book, that book, when you review it, it's called as an engineering. Why do you do an engineering? The engineering is, you need to see what are the gaps. How do you connect one piece of the software to a next piece of the software? And when both of them gets connected, or when the multiple species of the chain, they get interconnected, you form a chain, right? So this all together, you connect each other, and it's not so simple. You need to understand, you need documentation, you need some kind of a review, you need to kind of a brainstorming. The purpose of doing this thing is you don't end up in the errors. You get a clean, perfect, desired output. Not only the desired output, but that output should be secure. That output should not get malified, should not get unnecessarily exchanged with some other information and gives a wrong output. So in the technology terms, you may find out the words like a VPN, virtual private network. Why this is developed? Because you're transmitting such data from one end to the other end. And when you transmit, it has to be completely secure. It has to be protected. So none of the external noise or something gets inside, and your software code gets changed. When it gets changed, you call it as a threat. You call it as a malicious. Your output can become different. So when I say output can be different, let us say you apply this piece of the software to the financial industry, which is a bank. In the bank, you are transmitting one software to the other end, which gives a desired output. Let's say it's a transaction that I'm sending 1 lakh rupees to the other person. And if this particular software is ingested with some kind of a threat, so that same amount of 1 lakh rupees can get reduced to 10,000 rupees, can get increased to the 10 million rupees. So who is at the loss? It may be bank, it can be the end customer. So this is some of the examples that the software career can be taken ahead and making sure you can do a lot of miracles. So key differentiator between the professional and amateur software development is a documentation. That is more important. It is going to help you for a longer time. So you need to have the software engineering skills. So writing a software is one side, is very simple, but you need to be having this further additional skills in terms of writing a bigger code, making it as a bigger software. And when it's a software, it can become as a longer program. One may say as a CRM, one may say as an ERP. So these big softwares apply to the industries, different industry, whether it's a manufacturing industry, or it's a food industry, or it can be a shopping mall, which is coming across the whole multiple states. You can call it as a Reliance Mall, you can call it as a D-Mart, you can call it as Tata Star Bazaar. So these kind of, they have the capability to handle the volumes. They have the capability to make sure that the transactions of the money which is exchanged between the buyer and the seller against a product is correctly documented and there is no kind of a errors happening. So this is one of the key differentiator examples. So if you are using a software for yourself, no one else will use it, and you may need not to worry about program guide, documenting program design, etc. However, when the software is written for others to use and when it is expected to be changed by other engineers, you must provide an additional information other than the code of the program. So in general, software engineers adopt a systematic and organized approach to their work, as this is often the most effective way to produce high quality software. This is very important, a systematic and organized approach. Why you need a systematic and organized approach? The approach is going to guide this hardware to take the sequence of the steps. They are not having the life like us. We have the dynamic mind to change every time. The software doesn't have a dynamic mind. It is our mind we convert into the set of instructions, and these set of instructions, they further instruct the hardware to give the output. So when I give you an example of a shopping mall, how they pick up the product, they got something called as a barcodes. You understand? What is a barcode? They're simple vertical lines. Now these simple vertical lines, they also have a certain piece of a software to encode. And then you encode, it detects an exact accurate term, which is correlated to the hardware that, yes, this particular product is of X value and it has got a Y name and it has got a Z quantity. Based on that, they calculate and end up in making the billing systems. So you need to have a very structured approach. In the emerging technologies, the data is becoming like a fuel. When you say fuel, because that data is going to help our next generation, the current generation, in terms of taking a right quality of decisions. So how do you make an organized structured approach? And that's where some of the terms you will come across, something called a structured data and unstructured data. We'll speak more as we go ahead as a career choice, what is a software developer in the new chapters. So this is most one of the effective way to produce high quality software. However, engineering is all about selecting most appropriate method for the set of circumstances. So more creative, less formal, and it's one of the best way to approach the development, maybe effective in some circumstances. So a less formal development is particularly appropriate for the development of the web-based systems, which requires a blend of software and a graphical design skills. So difference between the traditional engineering disciplines and software engineering can be articulated as a traditional engineers construct real artifacts. Software engineers construct abstract artifacts. The foundations of traditional engineering disciplines are mature physical science and a continuous mathematics. Software engineering is more as immature abstract computer science and a discrete mathematics. So I hope you are much clearer about why you're trying to consider a software development as a career choice. So when you talk about a traditional engineer, physical engineering, two main concerns from product are cost of production and reliability measured by the time to failure. In software engineering, two main concerns are cost of development and reliability measured by the number of errors per 1,000 lines of a source code. So this is where more important part comes in. When you say software engineering means when you program or when you write a set of codes, and that set of codes are in multiple pages and you want to integrate them, combine together. So you need a software engineering skills. How do you integrate? How do you combine? And when you combine, how do you ensure that one piece of software is going to communicate properly to the other piece of software? And when both of them communicate each other, that's what we call as a handshaking the information. And when they communicate each other, definitely the errors gets nullified. Maybe in sometimes when you try to combine these two pieces of the codes, you may have to write down a third piece of the code to ensure that one, that third piece of code is going to collect the data, convert into the desired format for the next layer piece of software. And when it converts and gives, where the technology terms are used, encoding, decoding. So this kind of physical media can be between very closely to each other from one piece of software to the second piece of software within the same hardware. And this intermediary, which can call as a media, it can be a physical media, it can be a wireless media, it can be the space media. So that is where you transmit. And when you transmit, the new industry vertical comes into picture, the communication. So you communicate. So coming ahead, it has got a very vast applications. Being a software engineer, having a multiple skills, writing software code, you can do a miraculous jobs. So both disciplines require maintenance. But in different ways, the cost of maintenance in software engineering can be much higher than the original part or original cost of producing the product. When you say, why does a discipline coming ahead requires a maintenance? A maintenance is nothing but when you're writing or transmitting the piece of code from one level to another. So it goes to the end customers. He has got a various applications. Applications, his end results are different. He has got different expectations that he wants that this particular desired output should match to his business. So when it matches to the business, that is where we call it as the discipline is applied and the software is going to produce perfectly. But still again, the question comes, why do you require a maintenance? The maintenance is required. It's nothing but like a cleaning a vehicle or applying a grease and making it smooth. It is nothing but it is basically you're rewriting or you're using the code to add with the patch and trying to comply to the applications area, comply to the new hardware. Okay. When you comply to the new hardware, that is where the application is going to meet the business. This is one of the business requirements that such applications require a maintenance. The another form of maintenance can come across. As you see, the internet generation, the search engines, they keep on upgrading. Now, when the search engine keep on upgrading, there are various kinds of softwares are coming into picture, various kinds of programs are coming into picture, which you must take across as Java programming. So when these things are coming into the picture, into the actual real life, these things, they are exposed to the security. So these security standards, the upgraded new versions of the a piece of software. Now, what is a piece of software? Your software is going to run on some basic platform. What is a basic platform? It can be a Microsoft. It can be a Machintosh operating system. Or it can be something different which is on a Linux platform. So, or it can be an open source code. So, these are the basic platforms. When you run these basic platforms, in an application theory, these platforms keep on changing. So, for adopting these or for complying this basic platform, the upgrades happening within there, where the software should run properly, you need to keep on re-changing the codes, re-engineering the codes. That is where a maintenance comes in picture. So, you need, along with the software engineering skills, you should know how do you maintain the software. That's where you call it maintenance. One of the biggest discipline where today this has become of the prime concern. So let us know what are the myths and the mistakes. One has often heard the phrase, change is only constant. This is the only change. So you need to adopt the changes. The change is the only constant which has got no variations. Nowhere is it more applicable than in the software development world. Reasons for such changes are several. Invariably, users realize the need of a new requirements when the software is used. They often don't know what they want until they see some parts of the software with what they have asked for. The another mistakes can be, analysts may not understand the product domain as completely as they need it early in the product. That's a product life cycle. So as a result, analyst might not know the right reasons to ask the customer to elicit all their requirements. Now, this is very biggest important because in the production life cycle, an analyst may capture some important events, but that particular analyst, he is not exposed to the actual business process or actual business flow. So that's where the challenge comes, that you may come across that is okay, it can create some kind of complexity. No, it's not. So let's come ahead about knowing about the product domain. Now, this product domain can be constantly changing during the course of the product development cycle. Statutory rules for taxation compliance can change, causing software to change. So these are again a bit like these things. But when you think about you know the software code, how it is written, you can very well apply any kind of a compliance rule which is changed. You need to really need not to rewrite a code, we need to ensure that it is going to meet to the compliance level. So nothing but you may have to add a piece of line, a piece of code, which can create an enhanced security, which can create something called as a leakage into the code so that it is not going to function and give a wrong output. So these are some of the things one should not ensure one should not make sure that you get into the fear factor. Another myth is kind of when new technology becomes available, competitors release new products that have features that weren't thought of. So this can trigger other competitors to incorporate the advanced feature in their software. So software may be changed or enhanced when technology changes add a new devices get added to the system, which is easily possible. It is not a rocket science that a software you can throw it on. But yes, again, based on the aging of the software, one may think of rewriting the code, applying the patch into the existing software and making sure that this patch which is applied, patch is nothing but it's an additional piece of the software which gives a corrective mechanism to the existing installed software at a business process or at a business location. So coming ahead, talking more about myths and mistakes is defects are given to the developer world, errors must be fixed. Okay, so yes, a developer, when he knows the correct flow of the code, he can very well fix the errors. So as a system usage increases, as a system usage increases, the data volumes become sizable. I mean, it keeps on increasing. The performance of the applications may deteriorate. So how does it deteriorate the performance? So when your system is basically going through a business application and its volume increases, the volume nothing but it keeps on getting more and more information. So when it gets more and more information during this situation, it's something called as every software has got a buffer. Buffer means you collect a data, keep it there, understand it, and then you keep on sequencing the data based on first come first basis. Now when you move the data and when you get more amount of data, that's called as size. The size keeps on increasing. Now if you see one of the example on this situation is that as the technology is evolving, the hardware is getting miniaturized. I mean, like it's getting small, small, small. Whereas the other side, because of the volume of the data is getting expanded more. And that's where we call it a volume. So this may impact the performance of the software, and the performance is nothing but it will slow down, number one. Number two, after slowing it down, it may start giving a wrong result. What is that wrong result? It's nothing but the more data is pressurized, the hardware has its own limitations. And that limitations, what it does, let's say it keeps on increasing the heat. So when it increases the heat, the situation of malfunction stops or it starts giving a wrong results. It is nothing but wrong result. When it gets hot, one of the part or smallest components in the hardware becomes weaker. It may get short or it may transmit to the other, it will jump. So when it is jumping from one level to other, it is bypassing some kind of functions, and that is where it starts generating the errors. It starts giving the wrong output. So what do you require? You need a cooling system to the hardware so it cools down and start functioning well. So when you write a code, you need to ensure the code has a match compliance to the hardware. The hardware should be capable to carry that software. You cannot have a two-wheeler and then a load extra baggage of a truck putting on a two-wheeler. Will it function? Never. So when your number of baggage increases, which is the size of a truck, you need to change that scooter to a truck. So change the hardware to the level of the truck size. When you change the hardware, the same software will work. So again, you need a correct information to see that the performance is impacted to the software. So that's where the example of how it deteriorates. The performance or the reliability of the system may have to be improved. Even the best of the software can crash on a good day of a business. So this is where I had given examples how a software can crash. So in order to run a proper software, you need to have proper hardware. You may need to upgrade an hardware at some times, you may need to upgrade a software at some time. This is again dependent upon, one is the volume, second is the outcome. The outcome means to say, what is the business flow? What kind of process they are following? How you are moving that particular software data moving to the another level? Okay. So enhancements are required in these new releases. So that's what I was defining. The new release is a patch of software, or you can call it as a version to improve the code. Okay. Add new features, augment existing application or interfere with other applications in the organization. So coming back, as you feel another mythology, sometimes the organization require other companies, and it may be a necessary to make changes in the existing software of both organization to provide a combined financial report. So this is where a financial report, one of the category that you may need to have a necessary changes done in the existing software. So as the technology, business and the users, they evolve, your piece of software needs to get changed at every moment. If it is not changed, it has to go to redesign a new code with a new piece of software. So nothing to worry, a deep understanding is always be a plus factor in order to get a good result and a satisfaction to the end customer. So changes can occur due to business environment. As I told you, one of the classic example is the euro conversion end of 1999, where several countries adopted a common currency, euro. The impact on business operation was necessary to be assessed, be it on the accounting system or their own IT environment. Enterprise need to consider the challenges of dealing with the two currencies during a certain period before and after day, in particularly the logistical and security aspects. For example, they need to consider the effect of currency changeover on their relations with the staff and suppliers, the customers and competitors. So by January 1st, 1999, many telecom carriers throughout the Europe had to be ready to bill and accept the payment in euros. So as a new currency wipes away the old carriers, hope the consolidation will rid them of an euros expensive billing and an accounting settlement problems. But firstly, the carriers had to look at the software and hardware challenges while connecting with the new components entering the deregulated European marketplace. So software change is inevitable. The change per se is a difficult part. A key problem for an organization is implementing and managing the change to their existing software systems. So in the world, human and animal sacrifices began to happen even today due to false myths and belief of prosperity, health or success. Similarly, software myths propagate misinformation and confusion, causing problems to managers, practitioners alike. In order to address the challenge of software changes, it is important to understand, overcome some of the myths that abound in the software development. So Dr. Roger Prossman highlights these myths in the book, Software Engineering, a Practitioner Approach, which you may read, and it can definitely give a better knowledge about the myths and the mistakes. So what I would say here and advise that do not focus more on the mystery, focus on the actual reality and outcomes. You will be a successful person. Thank you very much.